bringing things back here to the state of Illinois. Joining me now in the WGN Skyline studio is Democratic State Representative Lamont Robinson from Chicago, who just completed his first term in the Illinois General Assembly as actually for perhaps one of the most diverse districts you'll ever find in the map of the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago. Representative, thank you so much for joining me here this morning.
Rick, thank you for having me. And you're correct about that district. Goes as far south as 79th and Jeffrey, all the way up to Gerda, Lakeshore Drive, so Old Town of South Shore. So high net worth, middle class, and low income, all in one district.
So how, and this was the district that Juliana Stratton held before she was elected lieutenant governor.
That's correct.
How do you handle the diverse issues that exist? I don't have to tell you, constituent service is the number one issue, but that's just such a myriad of issues that you have to deal with.
Rick, I tell you, it is really a tough job, but I am excited to be able to get out across the district. Just last week, I was at a condo association up in River North, meeting with constituents with their concerns. And so the plan of attack is really to try as much as possible to get across the district. I have sponsored coffees in Old Town, the Gold Coast, South Shore, Bronzeville. I also try to, as much as possible, get to the neighborhood associations, again, just making sure that the residents understand that I'm here to represent them, and also to make sure that I understand their issues and concerns.
Well, and certainly, one of the big issues is, particularly in the city, is the issue of, downtown development versus the rest of the community, and how to bring more resources, how to bring more employment, how to bring more job opportunities to the more impoverished areas of the city. You're kind of got a leg in both in both of those issues.
That's correct. And one of the things, again, is just trying to stay out in the communities. I was last Sunday out in South Shore. I try my best to get out and do door knocking again. Really try to understand what the issues are. Also meeting with my local aldermen and understand what their issues are. I'm a partner.
How many aldermen does your district cover?
I have about 12 aldermen.
12 of the 50.
That's correct.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. And what is that relationship like?
It's great. I work with aldermen, again, in vast areas of the city, different constituent bases. And, my plan of attack is to make sure that they understand that I'm a resource down in Springfield. I want to be able to bring resources back to the entire 5th District. And one of the things that I've learned in this process, Rick, is that a lot of the aldermen did not meet with their state rep or their Cook County Commissioner or their congressman. And so really trying to pull all resources together. We need all folks on deck.
Well, and I tend to think, and obviously from people that live in Chicago, that the alderman is the first link to government, basically, and that the state representative or state senator often gets overlooked. But when you say that aldermen did not have that kind of contact, because everything flows from Springfield.
That's correct. The piggy bank and the credit card.
And the tax bill.
And the tax bill, that's correct.
But I mean, that seems like, especially when you look at this past legislative session and things like, doing a huge capital bill and the type of capital improvements that can mean for a ward, let alone for a legislative district.
Correct. And I've reached out to all the aldermen, particularly with the capital bill, and I have to give the governor a high five and because we had a historic legislative session, and one of those things is passing a budget.
Now, see, this is your first term. How do you top this?
That's a good question, Rick. And the young lady that was here, we talked a little bit about the veto session to clean up some bills.
Dina Rollman, yes.
Correct. But I will tell you that a lot of things were pushed through. We got a budget that was needed. We need a budget, Rick, as you well know, to move the state forward. The state was in neutral, if not reverse. And so to get a budget passed and also get a capital bill, really our schools need money. Our infrastructure needs money. And I reached out to all of the aldermen that comprise of the 5th district and asking them, what are the needs in your ward? And I comprise that list. And we should be able to, again, really funnel money back into the city of Chicago for infrastructure and really needs for our Chicago public schools.
Well, and as I said so frequently, I've always thought nobody likes to vote to raise taxes, but for at least for infrastructure, you can actually see a tangible evidence of what you're paying for. And that's part of the problem with taxation, is that how often do you actually get to see something where there's actually physical results to it?
That's correct. And you and I both know that we haven't done a good job about that. We have kicked the can down the road, and we have not put money in our infrastructure for years in one of the greatest cities in the world. And so I'm happy, again, to be able to bring resources back to the 5th District, and then also just to be able to get our state in a direction that's moving forward.
We're speaking with Democratic State Representative Lamont Robinson from Chicago. I'm Rick Pearson. This is your Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, joined here in the WGN Skyline studio by Democratic State Representative Lamont Robinson from Chicago, whose district runs from the Gold Coast to the South Side. It was his inaugural year in the General Assembly, and as we all know, it was quite a year in the General Assembly. But, Representative, I'm curious, you know, what were your priorities going into this session, and what do you feel that you got accomplished there?
You know, Rick, my priorities were to make sure that the citizens of the 5th District knew who their representative is, know what the role of a state representative is, and to do my best to get out in my district to understand what their issues and concerns are. And so I'm very happy that I accomplished that. I'm also very happy that I was able to, as they say, Rick, bring the bacon back. And that could be pork or turkey, whichever your preference is, to the district. $2 million will be dispersed to the Southside Community Arts Center, the world-famous Marcus Burroughs, who created that center. That center, for years, has not received funding, and $2 million will go to that center. I'm very happy about that, to do improvements to that facility. Also, $1 million will go to development in Bronzeville to bring retail 239th and State Street, in an area that used to be owned by CHA, that was housing there. That area hasn't seen development in probably 30 years. And so to bring resources back to 39th and State Street in the Bronzeville community, I'm very excited about that. And also $15 million. To bring a center to the South Side, an LGBTQ center, very similar to the center on Halsted. Our youth, particularly on the south end of the district, have to zigzag the city to get services on the north side up in Lakeview. And so I'm very happy that I was able to work on and bring $15 million for a center that will have a health center, services for LGBTQ youth, as well as housing, which is extremely important. The LGBTQ community, particularly youth, we're seeing a spike in homelessness in our youth population within that group. And so this center will be able to have all those facilities under one umbrella. And I'm very excited to bring that to the district as well.
I'm curious, as the first African-American LGBTQ member of the community in the General Assembly, and I remember going back to the issue of same-sex marriage and how that whole issue, basically its fate rested on the Black Caucus, and the old concerns of the more religious aspects of the Black Church at that point. And I mean, there were some legislators who had threats, you know, if you vote for that, you can't ever come in this pulpit and talk again. It was a very difficult vote, but I'm curious, have, in your view, have attitudes changed?
They have. I mean, I think about our historic win of Mayor Lightfoot, right? I mean, that's huge. I think about my historic win. And so the views have changed. And I think that the mayor, and I can't necessarily speak for her, but we certainly take the cloak of the LGBT community, particularly the Black LGBT community. But we also, the mayor runs a diverse city. I also have a diverse district. And so, yes, that's part of us. But we also have to make sure that we understand the issues and concerns of the overall city that we both serve.
Well, I'm just thinking about, as you mentioned, like, you know, trying to bring something similar from the center of Halsted down to the south side. That, to me, is almost kind of an evolutionary change of mindset.
Huge. And again, I think that as we continue to go down this process, again, the mayor, myself, and bringing that center, we're seeing a shift. And unfortunately, Rick, it's 2019. I mean, we should have had a center probably 20 or 30 years ago. But I'm happy to, again, be able to usher that on the south end of my district.
That's Democratic State Representative Lamont Robinson, freshman from Chicago. Congratulations on your first year in Springfield. I'm not sure, you know, some people, they may never want to go back to Springfield after 1 year, trust me, but I'm sure we'll be talking in the future. Thank you so much.
Rick, thank you so very much for your time this morning and inviting me.
We'll be back with more right after this.